Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
For over a decade, a part of my daily routine has been to gather the latest agricultural news, interviews, and other things that catch my eye and weave them together into what's known as the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Over the years, the list of subscribers has grown, and the kind words you've shared with me almost every time I cover an agricultural event amazes me. Farmers, ranchers, folks in agribusiness, and leaders in government service have all said they look forward to each morning's update and find it of value. FFA members and others have told me it helps them better understand the issues important to farming and ranching. If you receive the daily email that we send out weekday mornings, thank you. If you don't receive it yet, you can join our email family. You can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and looking at the top of the right-hand column. You'll see there the ads of our sponsors of the daily email. Under that, you'll find the word subscribe to the daily email. Click there, and you'll be set to stay on top of the latest farm and ranch news. The only cost? Consider supporting our sponsors when you can. The Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The cattle futures market today finished the week strong. We're at 52 in the June live cattle at 123.45. August, $1.40 higher at 121.05. And then the feeder cattle market up just over a dollar in May and August, and then 97 higher in SEP in October. So generally finished the week on a pretty good note here. The rally really started yesterday mid-morning when the carcass weights were released. The average all beef cattle, 786 pounds, which was about 12 pounds less than last time. The steers were 832, about 15 pounds lower. So the carcass weights continue to decrease, which really lowers the supply of market-ready box beef and choice. Today at midday, choice was down 24 cents at 246.97. Select down 50. So that's cooled off the last few days here. Feeder cattle index is 142.05. Cash trade this week looks like it's going to round out somewhere around 133 to 134 on the average. Current break-even projections on the live cattle are actually losing a little bit of money, about $5 per head. Current closeouts are $437 a head. So these are all estimates based on where the futures are and where those cattle were bought. So at this point, it looks like they're projected to maybe lose a little bit of money if they're going into the feedlot.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets today were higher. We finished off this week after a fairly volatile week. Beans were 6 to 8 cents higher. New crop November at 9.51 3/4, up 7 cents. And then corn higher, 5 to 6.5 cents higher across the board. And then wheat. Wheat has really rallied on this rainfall. We're up 11 to 12 cents in Kansas City, July. If you remember the last two Julys, or the last two harvest, I guess I should say, the wheat market rallied right going into harvest for a little while and then came back down to where they started. So I don't know if this is the beginning of that. It's hard to say, but we are getting off to a really good, strong start. July Kansas City was at 438, up about 12 cents, and of course Chicago was up as well. Hedge funds continue to be short across the board, short about 114,000 contracts of wheat, 214,000 corn, and short 50,000 beans. Of course, the news out of Brazil continues to make an impact as what the Brazilian currency has done. The farmers in Brazil have rushed to market to sell what they've harvested here on their beans. And then yesterday, China sold nearly 1 million tons of corn from about 5 years ago. So it's five-year-old corn they're getting off the market from their state-owned reserves. That could pressure prices here. But again, to finish this week, we were quite strong across the board for grain.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.